Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, August 30th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And in equal measure, the Palestinians have security and self-determination and dignity.
Kamala Harris finally gives an interview to the media, and it's claimed the number of new homes being sold is being underreported. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Kamala Harris has promised a tougher approach to migration along the US southern border in her first interview since entering the White House race. She told CNN she was very clear Joe Biden was going to endorse her when he decided he wouldn't stand again. And the US vice president says while some policy positions have changed, her values have not.
The climate crisis is real. It is an urgent matter to which we should apply metrics that include holding ourselves to deadlines around time. My value around what we need to do to secure our border, that value has not changed.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to a brief ceasefire in Gaza to allow polio vaccines in. The UN is hoping to vaccinate around 600,000 children after traces of the virus were found in the sewage system. The World Health Organization says the pauses will begin on Sunday and will last 3 days only during daylight hours. TROCRA CEO Quiva Dabara says it's vital children get vaccinated against the disease as soon as possible.
TROCRA warmly welcomes these pauses to allow for polio vaccination. The crisis around polio is escalating day by day, so the sooner children in Gaza get vaccinated, the better, to prevent them from the potentially horrific consequences of polio, which is a disease that spreads extremely rapidly.
The number of new homes sold every year is being underreported by over 30%. That's according to real estate agent DNG, which says the property price register didn't report homes bought in 2023 by the non-household sector, including local authorities and financial institutions. Its research shows the sale of multiple units sold in a block was registered as one unit. The study revealed the actual number of sales equated to over 17,000 instead of the nearly 12,000 that were reported last year. Director of Research at DNG, Paul Murgatroyd, claims that the register is inadvertently underreporting yearly sales.
We uncovered that there were actually an additional 5,163 new unit sales in 2023 that were not captured as individual line items on the PPR. And that equates to 30.8% of all the new homes sold last year. So inadvertently, the PPR is underreporting the total number of new units sold in the market each year.
A media blackout has been lifted in Ballina, County Mayo. Gardaí responded to an incident of criminal damage at a premises in the town shortly before six yesterday evening. Following this, a man barricaded himself inside his family home. Gardaí negotiators, along with several other Gardaí units, attended the scene. After negotiations, the incident was peacefully resolved. Shortly before 11:30 last night, a man in his 30s has been arrested. Hundreds of job losses at Cardinal Health in Tullamore are being described as a devastating blow to the town. The County Offaly plant is to shut in spring 2026 with the loss of 350 jobs. SIP2 reps will start negotiations with management after staff were told they were being made redundant yesterday. Fine Gael councillor for the area, Neil Feary, says the government will try to help workers.
This was a great employer. Cardinal Health were here for decades in Tullamore. They had a really good reputation, did very good corporate social responsibility and very good to community and voluntary groups. So, you know, we will have to work might and main to try and ensure that the company provides a good package to the workers who were so loyal to the company over the years.
The Data Protection Commission continues to examine a cyber attack at Photo Wildlife Park. The data breach at the Cork attraction is described by cybersecurity experts as serious. Customers who booked tickets on the website are being advised to secure any online passwords and to cancel their bank cards. Lecturer in cybersecurity at UCC, Dr. Simon Wordworth, was among those affected.
Well, the advice is, because I got the email from Photo Wildlife Park yesterday evening, is to cancel the card you used to make the booking. And it's really important to understand that does not apply to cards that are just used for purchases in the park, including buying tickets at the gate. It's only people who, like me, went online to book tickets in advance. And I've already cancelled my card last night. I've had a couple of friends who've cancelled their cards.
Doctors are calling for stricter regulations in Ireland's cosmetics industry. The Department of Health says it's working with relevant authorities to consider new laws on the use of dermal fillers. Medical professionals are urging the government to introduce legislation which will only allow doctors or nurses to administer the products, similar to the rules surrounding the use of Botox. Dr. Patrick Tracy, founder of the Aylesbury Clinic in Dublin, says the government has been turning a blind eye to the situation.
In a lot of the world, it is prescribed medicine. Here, it's not even considered medicine. It's considered that it's like a device, which is ridiculous, almost like a fairy light on a Christmas tree, that it gets a CE marking. These things should be prescribable, and if they're prescribable, then only people with the ability legally to prescribe something can inject it.
The new Dunbrody Famine Ship Visitor Experience opens in Wexford later. €1.6 million was invested in the project by the Department of Rural and Community Development. Visitors will be transported back to 1849 with an illusion of being an emigrant passenger on board. The Taoiseach will officially open the attraction in New Ross this afternoon. Sean Connick, CEO of the JFK Trust, says they're very excited.
We're really excited about it. What we have is the culmination of a €1.6 million investment in an upgrade to the ship and also an upgrade to the customer journey, opening up a new immersive experience for people who visit the Dunbrody Famine Ship. And we're absolutely thrilled that on Taoiseach Simon Harris is going to be in town to carry out the official opening for us. So we're delighted with that and very excited by the whole event.
In entertainment news, if you're trying to get in the Oasis pre-sale ballot, there are just a few hours left until the deadline passes. You've got until 10 a.m. to get an application in. Those successful will get confirmation emails by 5 this evening. Tickets for the band's UK and Ireland reunion tour go live tomorrow morning. And in sport, in soccer, Shamrock Rovers will be in the hat for today's league phase draw for the Conference League. Stephen Bradley's side went down 2-0 at home to Powick last night, losing their Europa League playoff 6-0 over the two legs. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.